All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show now Emmy winner Joe Gantz, and he's here to talk about his new project, Ending Disease, which came to virtual cinemas a couple weeks ago. Joe, what was the genesis behind this four-series project? How did this all get up and running?
Hi, Rick. Nice to meet you. And it comes to cinemas this coming Friday. So it's starting this coming Friday. So when President Bush outlawed most stem cell research about 20 years ago, the people of California got together and they passed a ballot measure devoting $3 billion to stem cell research. It was mainly a bunch of parents who had kids that had type 1 diabetes or kids who had parents that had Alzheimer's that got that on the ballot, and it passed. And about 5 years ago, I started thinking, you know, this was all set up to create cures for these debilitating diseases, and I wondered if it had been successful. So I started looking into it, and I found that there were about 40 different FDA-approved clinical trials for stem cell and CAR T-cell therapies, cure diseases, and I decided that I would try to follow patients in these clinical trials as they unfolded, and that's how we got started.
Where do you draw the line in between being a journalist and a filmmaker? Are those something that are very fluid to you, or do you kind of think while you're reporting something and investigating something, you still want to make it compelling cinema? How much thought do you put into that?
Well, I have a style of filmmaking that I call life in progress. So once I choose the subjects for this film, and the subjects were the patients in the clinical trials. There was a clinical trial for brain cancer, breast cancer, for leukemia, lymphoma, for HIV, for spinal cord injury, people who had broken their spinal cord and were quadriplegics, for retinitis pigmentosa, a type of eye disease that makes you blind, and SCIDs, babies born without an immune system. So once I pick the patients for the clinical trial, I try to just let life unfold and be there for both the most important moments in their lives and the everyday moments, and weave that together in a way that the viewer gets connected with these people and their families and what they're going through, and then slowly they get brought into the issue of stem cell research and regenerative medicine. So I just try to let the story unfold.
When you think about during the George W. Bush administration banning federal stem cell research on the basis of religious grounds, so how much of that still enters into the argument about life and when it begins and what is going on with stem cells? How much of that is still part and parcel of this whole thing?
Well, I know that people are passionate on both sides of the issue, but in doing this film, I am not really getting into that argument. What I'm doing is following 10 patients in clinical trials where their eyesight is on the line, their ability to move their body at all is on the line, where maybe they have terminal cancer. And I just follow these stories of these patients and their families and what they're dealing with, and to some extent the scientists and doctors that are running these trials. And then I just show that, and people can make up their own conclusions. I don't want to, you know, debate something which is on religious ground. I don't think that would be effective, and that's not the type of documentary I do. I think that if you just show these very human stories, people can come to this, they can see what it's like. Many families can relate because they either have someone in their family that has a disease that could potentially be helped by regenerative medicine. And so I let people just kind of form their own conclusions.
What type of toll did it take on you? I mean, you're not a robot, and you see people in a bad way and desperately trying anything to get better. And as you mentioned, 10 different episodes. I mean, how much of this, when you at the end of the day, did you take home with you?
Well, that is, you know, that's part of being a documentary filmmaker. I've made 3 films back to back. One was on the economic downturn and families falling from middle class into poverty, and that was called American Winter. It was on HBO. That was my last film, and now this one. It's something that you have to deal with. It's very hard when someone has, you know, a brain tumor and you're filming them, you know, as they're dealing with that, and someone has terminal lymphoma, someone who is a spinal cord injury patient. In this case, he was a top basketball player in his freshman year at college on a full scholarship, and he broke his neck, and he's quadriplegic. So it is very difficult, and, you know, you do take it home with you. But in this case, unlike some films, almost all of these clinical trials were having positive outcomes. Some of them were a home run. Some of them were just, you know, better than they were before. And in some cases with like spinal cord injuries and eye disease, throughout history, there was no movement at all. So to get some improvement, and in some cases with the spinal cord injury, considerable improvement, they regained use of their arms and hands. It was kind of a positive experience for me in the long run, but day to day, it was very difficult.
With so many stories and so many emotions, just one last question for you. What was maybe the one or two wow moments that you had that, I mean, the audience is going to happen, but just as the filmmaker yourself that you had?
Well, I'd say there's two types of situations here. Diseases that affect the central nervous system, like eye disease, retinitis pigmentosa, which we followed, and the central nervous system, like a broken spinal cord, Ryan, this basketball player who had his neck broken. Those are amazing in that, you know, for all of human history, there was no way to improve that. And so in many ways, it's harder for a patient to be told, you know, you're a quadriplegic than telling someone that you have cancer, because with cancer, there is many treatments now. It was very encouraging to see those patients improve, and in some cases, improve dramatically. And then we followed a woman with lymphoma that was terminal. She'd gone through therapy, and 2 months later, it had come back in both lungs and her breast. And it was, you know, a very bad prognosis. And she got stem cell and CAR T cell therapy. And it's been well over 2 years, and she's cancer-free. So it's been very encouraging to work on this film, because it's ultimately going to change medicine fundamentally, from treatments over a lifetime to cures. And it's happening already. Most of the cures are in clinical trials still, but in the coming 2 to 5 years, a lot of them are going to be available to the public, and the difference is going to be dramatic.
Great stuff from Joe Gantz, the Emmy Award-winning filmmaker, the new movie Ending Disease, 4-part series coming out on Friday. Joe, congratulations on the project, and thanks for your time. Let's catch up on your next one.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We got an open segment on the other side. Come on back on Sports Bot.